I'm now joined on the line with Helen Sickers, Chief Operations Officer at the ASEA Foundation of Australia. Helen, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Tony?
I'm great. How are you?
Well, thank you.
That's good. So before we start the interview, I would like to give our listeners some clarification. Helen is from the ASEA Foundation of Australia. This is a foundation aimed at providing care services for people with intellectual and physical disabilities, and should definitely not be confused with ASEA Health. ASEA Health is an aged care facility that operates for profit. So back to the questions. What services does ASEA provide?
Well, we have group homes whereby the residents live with us on a permanent basis. At mm-hmm. the moment, we have 15 individuals who we care for. We're their primary carers. We cater to their every needs, as well as doctor's appointments, dentist appointments, right. nutrition, personal care, every area, aspect of their lives. We also have what is now known under the NDIS as short-term overnight accommodation, which means that some people come with disabilities, come and stay with us for a short period of time to give their families a rest,
right.
And plus to enhance their individual social skills, mm-hmm. Independence, enhance their independence away from their family, and basically to give them a little holiday away from home.
Fantastic. So when did all this start?
This started, ASEA was established in 1994. That was when the concept was introduced by His Eminence Archbishop Stenanos of the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese, mm-hmm. and was implemented by Father Angelo Alifedakis mm-hmm. of St. Andrew's Church in Gladesville. And our first service started on the 17th of April, 1997.
Fantastic.
When that started at St. Andrew's House with five individuals, wanting overnight respite.
Right. So how many families would you be able to provide respite for?
We were providing in St. Andrew's House up to 50 families. Right. However, under the NDIS, we can no longer do that. So we're turning that into a group home because there is a vast need for group homes. But we're still providing that service at our Roseland facility, mm-hmm. and that provides 50 families plus.
Right. So, you know, you did mention you have respite care and also permanent residents. How many yep. permanent residents do you have?
Presently, we have 15 individuals, 15 permanent residents.
Right.
I can tell you a little bit about Mary. Mary came to us about a month ago.
Right.
Maybe a bit longer. Mary's mother passed away and there is absolutely no sibling,
yeah.
no one.
Yeah.
Absolutely no one. And the Greek Welfare Centre brought her to us, and we take care of Mary now, who's undergoing the process of receiving her NDIS funding.
Wonderful, yeah.
Yeah.
I believe your head office is based at Gladesville. It has received an award, an architectural award. How many other facilities do you have?
Well, we have Luxury House.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Luxury House is at North Ryde, and Luxury House was purchased by the Komenatos family for ASEA. They
right.
gave a donation
okay. so
at the time,
mm-hmm.
and that's how we opened our first group home. Then we have St. Andrew's House, where head office is. It also houses 10 individuals in their own beautifully... They have bond suites and, you know, they're beautiful rooms, lovely decor,
yeah.
professionally decorated, etc. And then we have Elvira House at Roselands.
Mm-hmm.
And our next project is Blakehurst.
Beautiful.
Now, Blakehurst is a waterfront property set on 6 acres of land. And at the moment, we almost completed restoring the Heritage House, the Kyle Williams home. And then we will be building two new facilities on there, two little cottages, to house another five individuals in each cottage. We also plan to have a indoor hydrotherapy pool there.
Mm-hmm.
And the hydrotherapy pool will be open to other organisations who want to use it.
What other services would you like to see ASEA provide in the future?
Well, I think at the moment the day programs are well covered by other organisations, and we like to move into an area that possibly hasn't been explored as extensively as it could be.
Right.
It would be, with our Blakehurst facility, it would be very ideal for you know, people who love the outdoors, who like a resort living, and indeed, you know, it would be very attractive to Indigenous brothers and sisters.
Right. Thank you very much for coming on the show, Helen.
You're more than welcome, Tiny.